Yo, peace family, it's your man Mo Morris, the One Man Army, and welcome to Hood Radio. I'm your man Mo Morris, the One Man Army, and welcome to Hood Radio. Where we say we honoring our own dreams. That's what hood stand for. Honoring our own dreams. That's what hood stand for, family. You understand what I'm saying? If you ask me how I do, I'm going to tell you I'm winning just like you. Because we winning, family. What's up, family? Man, if you didn't know this, you need to know this. Mo Morris from the hood, family. You understand what I'm saying? I was on the phone with a big homie of mine, and I consider him a big homie. Don't get it twisted. This dude a big homie. I mean, when this dude talk, I listen. You understand what I'm saying? Think about a person that when they talk, you close your mouth and open your ears. That's what this dude is to me. You understand me? But one day I was on the phone with him, and I had shared some documents with him, and you know, and I was talking about hood radio, and you know, and the hood radio wasn't even part of the package him and I was talking about and being in business about. But you know, I gave him my business plan. You understand what I'm saying? I let him see behind the curtain. You know, I gave him my business plan, you know, the moves that I'm about to make, right? And he saw hood radio, and he was like, you know, we got to get away from hood. That's what he said to me. We got to get away from, you know, I can't be down here, because he's a politician too. I can't be down here talking to these white people about hood. Mm-hmm. And you know, I thought about what the brother was saying, and I was taken back by what he was saying. You understand me? I mean, this dude grew up in the Cabrini Green Gardens, homie. I'm talking about Cabrini Green. A lot of y'all don't know nothing about Cabrini Green. Cabrini Green is where they shot Good Times at. You know, something like that. You know, the Cabrini Green projects. You understand? I'm talking about housing projects. Some of y'all don't even know what a housing project even looked like. You know, in Chicago, we had rows and rows of rows and rows and rows of projects back in the day. You understand what I'm saying? You know where the brothers and sisters live at. You know, they built those, you know, when the Great Migration took place, they built those to house the black folk that was coming down from the South. That's where they put the black folks at, in the housing projects. You understand what I'm saying? You know, where black folks grow up, we call it the hood. We call it the hood, neighborhood. Hood is short for neighborhood. Hood don't mean black cloud. Hood don't mean violence. Hood don't mean gun. Hood don't mean crack. Hood don't mean heroin. Hood don't mean negative. Hood is short for neighborhood. 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 You know, my big homie was like, man, we got to get away from the hood mentality. And I'm like, You know what? I just listened. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I had some stuff to say. Yeah, I wanted to rebut. You know, I wanted to be on some rebuttal. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to go back and forth. You know, but what I'm doing, man, I'm learning that I'm tired of seeing and hearing and seeing black folks fight with each other. I don't need to see that again. But as long as I'm living, more than likely, you're going to have debate. So more than likely, and there's nothing wrong with debate. But arguing and fighting and calling each other out the name and all that, I'm tired of seeing that. I'm tired of hearing that. And I don't want to partake in that. So since he's my elder, I close my mouth and listen to him. And I'm glad I did, because when I listened to him, I was able to hear where he was coming from wholly and completely. And I just took it in and I listened to him. I listened to how he felt challenged about the stigma that is attached to the word hood. And I'm like, man, bruh, you from the hood, bruh. And he ain't one of those dudes that can turn cold and he don't claim the hood. No. He still fight for the hood, fight for the people, no question. Or I wouldn't be talking to him, right? He true blue, right? But in his mind, we got to stop with this hood mentality. Mindset, behavior, all those things are being placed in together strictly by the word hood. You know, and I was just like, wow. All right. You know what I'm saying? All right. You know, and I just thought about that conversation. And I was listening to this brother who is completely from the hood, completely represents the hood, saying that we don't need to be saying the word hood no more because of what is attached to the word hood. And all I'm here to say is this. We have allowed this. You understand me? We have allowed everything that this man was talking about when it comes to the hood. We have allowed this, including him. We have allowed this. Everything that we're looking down our nose at and don't want to be a part of and don't want to go back to the neighborhood and don't want to go back to the neighborhood school because these kids going to rob me because these kids going to kill me because these kids going to steal my car. These kids going to rob my dog. Everything that you complaining about and turning your nose up to as a black person, when it comes to, if you viewing the hood as something is negative, we have allowed this, and that includes you. That includes my big homie who was on the phone smacking the wall, talking about we got to stop talking about the hood. Well, let me tell y'all something for those that can hear me near and far. I'm from the hood. I'm from the hood. I am from 1642 West 82nd Street. That's Chicago, Illinois, 60620. I am from 1642 West 82nd Street. That is the south side of Chicago, and I am from the hood. And I will always be from the hood. And I am not going to put my head in the ground. I am not going to be ashamed. I am not going to wear black like I'm going to a funeral because I'm from the hood. I am proud that I am from the hood. The hood made me, homie. The toughness that I walk, the strength that I hold was built and developed in the hood, homie. We have allowed every complaint, every fear, every negativity, every underperformance, and every act of underfunding is our responsibility when it comes to the hood, the very places that we are from. And brother and sister, if you can stand up there and dust your shoulder off and talk about you was raised in the suburbs and I can't relate, then your granddaddy and your grandmama or your mama, it's from the hood. And a lot of people act like they're ashamed to be from the hood. I'm not one of them, y'all. I'm not ashamed to be from the hood. I'm from the hood. I'm from 1642 West 82nd Street. I went to John W. Cook Elementary on 81st and Bishop. I went to John H. Vanderpool, which is an upper middle class magnet school on 95th and Prospect. I got in there because I was an athlete. And why was I such a good athlete? Because I played ball in the hood. That's why I was such a great athlete, because I played with other athletes. And where were those athletes born and raised at? In the hood. You understand me? From Vanderpool, I went to Chicago Vocational High School, a.k.a. CVS. CVS is on 87th and Jeffrey. And guess where that's at? In the hood, homie. Hood is short for neighborhood. Your hood is where you grew up at. Your hood is where your park at. Your hood is where your school at. Your hood is where you walk to the corner store at. We are from the hood. Ain't no black cloud over my head because I grew up on 1642 West 82nd Street. I ain't got to hold my head down because I grew up on the south side of Chicago. I ain't got to walk around here in the shame because there were gang fights in my neighborhood. We have allowed this. We allowed the violence to grow into our community. We allowed it. We allowed it. And I didn't allow it because I was a child, because I was a teenager. My mama and them allowed it. My mama was going to work. She was trying to fight for her right to pay her bills so she could take care of her and her son. Who was fighting and standing up and saying hell no when it comes to these teenagers and these boys and then all this gang violence? Did nobody stand up and say nothing? So now we can't sit up here and hold our head down because we from the hood, because the hood has become what we have allowed for it to become. So don't you dare turn your nose up to the hood, because you from the hood, and if you don't like how the hood is, you can roll your sleeves up and do something about it. And ask yourself the question, when you're turning your nose up to the hood, what have you done to make your neighborhood better? Here's another question. What have you done to make the grammar school you went to better? Here's another question. What have you done to make your high school better? These are questions for the brothers and sisters that's running around talking about, oh, them niggas in the neighborhood don't care nothing about nothing. They ain't no good. They walk in the same blocks that you walk. They going to the same schools that you went to. So when you sitting up here turning your nose up to the very neighborhood that you grew up in, to the very school system that you graduated from, I'm asking you the question, brother. I'm asking you the question, sister. I'm asking you the question, teenager. I'm asking you the question, adolescent. What are you doing to better the hood? Because if we can walk around in here and act like we so scared of the hood, we got bullets flying all around the neighborhood. We got people talking about they scared. Scared of what? What are you scared of? These are your people. They can't kill everybody, y'all. They can't kill everybody, y'all. Are we that scared of our children? We have allowed this. Oh, you can't, you need to get rid of the hood. I ain't going nowhere. Now, you know, I was thinking the other day, family. I'm going to be honest with you, man. I'm not here trying to break my arm, pat myself on the back. I'm not, praise God. But let me say this. I'm winning, baby. It ain't a slogan. I ain't just out here. This ain't a political speech. When I tell you I'm winning just like you, family, I ain't lying to you, baby. I'm winning. I'm living good, y'all. I'm in the sunny south of Georgia, family. I'm a business owner, family. I'm winning. I was thinking the other day, I do not ever have to step one foot in the neighborhood I grew up in. I do not ever have to put my foot in the grammar school I went to. I do not ever have to go back to the high school I went to. I don't. Matter of fact, I ain't never got to go back to Chicago if I don't want to. These are the facts. But you know what? I'm from the hood, family. And the Chicago in me won't allow me to sit back and watch what's going on in Chicago and act like I can't do nothing about it. Or any neighborhood, black neighborhood, anywhere my people at, I'm not about to sit up here and act like I ain't got some answers to some questions, that I ain't got some solutions to some problems. I'm not about to sit up here and act like that. And you know why I'm not about to sit up here and act like that? Because I know what it feels like to be in these neighborhoods, to walk to school, to see the gang member, to see the murderer, and to have honor and respect for them because you're worried about what they'll do to you. And I know what it feel like when you wondering how in God's name are you going to get up out of this place. How am I going to get up out of here, man? And don't nobody come back and say nothing. 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 I know what it feel like to be left. You think about all the success that can ran up out of Chicago. You think about all the success. I'm talking about icons. Homie, we got icons running around here from Chicago. I'm talking about icons, homie. I'm talking about icons that's out here making a difference, woo-wopping the bam. You see their name in big lights, yet you see them on TV, and they not doing nothing for the hood. Nothing. Nothing. And don't tell me about no Piss Annie Foundation. I'm talking about their voice. I'm talking about they not even speaking to the violence in Chicago. I'm talking about a city that made them, homie. We have allowed this to happen. You want to turn your nose up to these brothers and sisters in the street. You want to turn your nose up to them like they chose to be negative. Don't nobody want to come out the box and talk about they want to be a drug dealer, murderer. Don't nobody come out of the box like that, family. What are you talking about? We don't challenge nothing. We have allowed this to happen. But we can sure enough run our mouth about BS. We can sure enough run our mouth about BS. We can sure enough give our money to any and everything else. I'm talking about icons. I'm talking about icons out of the city of Chicago, y'all. I'm talking about icons from the city of Chicago, y'all. I'm talking about world-changing figures, family. I'm talking about world-changing figures are from Chicago, family. From Chicago. Tell me what they're doing. Tell me what you see getting done. You know, I've just learned something recently. I learned that helplessness is... excuse me. Excuse me. Pardon me, y'all. Helplessness is a learned behavior. Helplessness is a learned behavior. Helplessness is a learned behavior. Helplessness. That is when you feel so down and out, where you feel that victory is unreachable, when you feel like you were born to lose. And when you feel like the very neighborhoods that you were grown and born up in, where you were raised at, where people are being raised that look just like you, and you don't feel that you can go back and contribute and help those people in any way, shape, fashion or form, when you believe that your people are supposed to be in poverty, when you believe that your black men and your black people are supposed to be in jail more than anybody, when you believe that black men are supposed to continue to kill black men, when you believe that the black woman should still continue to be the number one, the number one individual that contracts HIV, when you believe that your children are supposed to read and do math under grade level, you have come to a point where you feel you are helpless. That's the example of helplessness. Black people, we are not helpless. Let's cut that out. That is programming. We have allowed this. We have been programmed. We have been programmed to believe that this is our fate. We have been programmed to believe that this is how it's supposed to go for black people. We have been programmed to believe that we are supposed to give somebody their vote. Then when they get in office, they don't do anything that they tell us that they were going to do. And we are programmed to accept that. Black people, we are not helpless. We are not. We are not helpless. We are not. We are not helpless. And we are not ashamed of our neighborhoods. Our neighborhoods need to get better. Our neighborhoods need to turn it around. Our neighborhoods need to have more peace and safety in them. You damn right they do. But I tell you this, right now, our neighborhoods have love in it. Right now, our neighborhoods have children that are going to school. Right now, our neighborhoods are full of people who are going to work each and every day or looking for jobs. Right now, our neighborhoods are full of people who want to do better. I am not about to sit up here and believe that every third black person that I look at in the hood don't give a damn. I am not going to believe that. Brothers and sisters, we have been programmed. We have been duped. We have. We have. Don't nobody want to step up and say, hey, look at me over here. I've been duped. I've been taken advantage of. I've been led astray. I've been misled. I've been misled to believe the worst about my own people. I'm talking about the people that got the same skin color as me, hair texture just like mine or my mama's. And I believe the worst about my people because I have been programmed. You ain't about to get 5 people in a row to say that. But brothers and sisters, that's the truth. We have allowed this because we've been programmed to believe this. We have allowed this because we have been programmed to believe this. We have allowed this because we've been programmed to believe this. We believe that as the black people, this is our fate. To be misused, to be lied to be less. We believe we're supposed to be less. And then the ones that's making it and climbing and this, that, and the third, it's so hard climbing that you turn around and you look at the other brothers and sisters, you be like, well, man, that nigga need to get up off his ass and do better. I hear that, brother. I hear that, sister, no doubt about it. And if we could be so mad, if we could be out in the street foaming at the mouth, talking about how we going to hold Sammy and them down the street accountable, then damn it, we need to turn around and hold the doggone government accountable. What you talking about? What you talking about? You know, if we gonna sit up here and get mad at our own people, God dog, then we need to start demanding a little bit more from the politician that come around and ask for our vote, right? I think a politician needs to be more than black, right? I think people need to actually come with a plan, right? Instead of just being happy somebody black, or that they went to an HBCU, or that they're a Q, a Sigma, a Alpha, a Delta, a AKA, a Sigma Gamma Rho. I don't give a damn if you are part of the plumbers union. If you don't got a plan to help black people and you want my vote, you might as well skip that Dilly D on down the road, family, because you ain't got nothing for me. I ain't got nothing for you. We have allowed this to happen. Stop blaming the hood. Stop blaming the hood. Stop blaming the hood. Stop blaming the hood like you ain't from the hood. Stop blaming the hood like you not from the hood. Stop blaming the hood like you ain't talking about yourself. Stop blaming the hood like you ain't never walked to the corner store and got no penny candy and got some of them strawberry cookies. Stop walking around here like you ain't never played in the hood. I like you. Quit acting like you didn't go to day camp in the hood. Quit acting like you didn't go play basketball in the hood. Quit acting like you wasn't raised in the hood, family. Take more pride in being where you from, family. You were raised there, family. You got authority there, family. See, that's the problem, brothers and sisters. You don't recognize your authority. You understand what I'm saying? You don't recognize your authority. We as a people don't recognize our authority. We don't recognize our authority. We are not helpless. What we are is responsible. We are responsible. We are responsible for how our neighborhoods look. We are responsible for our children's performance in school. We are responsible for the behaviors taking place in our neighborhoods. We are responsible. We are not victims. We are responsible. The majority of these kids acting a fool in the neighborhood live in these neighborhoods. They live in these communities. They live in them. And we got cats running around and talking about snitches getting stitches. No, the innocent catch bullets. That's what we need to start talking about, how the innocent is catching bullets, because we got children running around here squeezing and they reckless. And we can deal with it, but cats talking about they don't want to deal with it because we are honoring a street code before we're honoring the rules of life. We are responsible. The hood ain't responsible for us. Are you kidding me? When I'm talking about the hood, I'm talking about the street, homie. I'm talking about the shorties running around, sticking up and shooting and this, that, and the third. That's what I'm talking about. We're responsible for that. We're responsible for that. We're responsible for that. We're responsible. We're the ones that got to go into the police station and put pressure on the police to deal with this. We are the ones that got to go put pressure on the politician to deal with this. We are the ones that's responsible for that. We are the ones that got to go in these schools and go to these school board meetings and look these people in the face and tell them what time it is. These people get our money to get to pay their check. Everybody talk about that. I pay your check. Well, I tell you what, family, if we sitting up here paying everybody doggone check, we sure accepting poor service. If we paying everybody check, they know we paying them. We ain't got to walk in the room and be like, I'm a taxpayer, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That don't mean nothing, homie, if you're not enforcing your rights. Don't nobody need for you to tell them that you're paying, that you're a taxpayer. They know who you are. See, that's the thing. The system know who we are. But we the one walking around like we got a box on our head. We the box head. We the one that's in a box. The system not in the box. The system is the system. And when you learn how to work the system, that's when you get victory. You know, while we're out here foaming at the mouth and this, that, and the third time about the hood and this, that, and you tell me the civil rights movement, you tell me that the civil rights movement took place in an upscale neighborhood. Hell no. It took place in the neighborhood. The neighborhood. That's where the churches was at, in the neighborhood. You walked the church. Back in the day, it was in the neighborhood. Chicago, I'm talking to you. You look at you. You want to talk about churches? You look at Reverend Clay Evans Church. Reverend Clay Evans. If you don't know who Reverend Clay Evans is, Reverend Clay Evans stood tall for the black people in the city of Chicago. Reverend Clay Evans let Dr. King come speak at his church. And Daddy Daly, I'm talking about the father Daly, the old man Daly. The old man Daly stopped Clay Evans for building that church that they in right now. He made that man wait 7 years because he allowed King to come speak at his church. And you know what Clay Evans Church is? It's in the hood. It's in the hood. I am not ashamed to be from the hood. We all from the hood. If you black, you from the hood. And if you grew up in the suburbs, your mama from the hood. And if your mama grew up in the suburbs, her daddy from the hood. We all from the hood, homie. We all hood cut. The thing is, the reason that the hood the way it is right now, the hood, I'm learning that your relationships are a reflection of you. So when we look at the neighborhood and turn our nose up, the hood is a reflection of your neglect towards the hood. And that's what you don't want to deal with. You don't want to deal with the fact that deep down inside, you know that you ain't did your part to keep the neighborhood moving forward. You ain't did your part to go back and help those kids learn. You ain't did your part to go back and give back to the very neighborhood kids that are sent from the same neighborhood you from. Whether you know this or not, brother and sister, if they growing up in the same neighborhood that you grew up in, and they growing up in the same city you grew up in, that's your family. But see, the hood is a reflection of your neglect. Period. 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 You know, I usually say we and us, but when it comes to this one, I don't neglect the hood. I'm in the hood, family. I'm in the hood. I'm in the hood, family. So I can't stand with you on this one, family, because I'm giving back. I'm in my neighborhood. I'm in it. And I'm in more than one neighborhood. Right? I'm going for it, family. So I can't stand with you on this one. I can't stand with my big homie say we got to get away from the hood. Hell no. I ain't getting away from the hood. Matter of fact, I'm going to go more into the hood because that's where it's needed at. That's where all the energy is needed at. That's where the best is needed at. And if you ain't willing to go down into the hood, you ain't willing to put your hands into the future. If you ain't willing to go into the hood, you willing to allow what's going to happen. And with your grown self, you already know what's going to happen. With your grown self, you already know what they doing to our children. With your grown self, you already know the challenges that black folks change, and you not doing nothing to pick up your plow and get to work, then you can't sit up here and run your mouth. Because when you look at the hood, you turn your nose up to the very neighborhood that you grew up in. And the reason that you don't like the hood, because when you look at the hood, what you see is your neglect. Period, point blank. And that's to all of us, family. That's to all of us, family. Stop neglecting the hood. When we all hood cut, it is your responsibility to give back to your people. And I just want to remind you, y'all, imagine if the brothers and sisters had some of the attitudes that we have around here today, talking about we got to get away from the neighborhood. We got to get away from these niggas and all this, that, and the third. Imagine if black people back in the day didn't fight for our rights right now that we are living off of. Them brothers and sisters didn't get to eat the sweet. They had to swallow the bitter, but they had to go out there and catch that water hose. They had to go out there and catch that dog. They had to run down the street and be afraid because they was black at night and somebody could lynch and kill them. Ain't none of us had to ever live with that type of fear in our heart. We had brothers and sisters scared of white folks because white folks would kill them on sight strictly because of their skin color. And we're allowing our children to kill each other and kill us. And we don't want to say nothing about it because we scared snitches gonna get stitches. Well, back in the day, a black neck could catch a noose. And they still stood tall. They still picket. They still went out there and they ain't had no mask on their face. They still fought. Dr. King, everybody like to foam at the mouth about Dr. King. Dr. King had job offers in Boston because of his education. Dr. King could have been living a sweet life. Dr. King chose to go back to the Jim Crow South where his people was at. Dr. King went back to the hood. Now, Dr. King with his PhD, and a lot of us ain't gonna never reach the level of PhD in anything in our life. A lot of us will never be called doctor. And that's all right. That's all right. But this man had made it to the top of academia, y'all. Doctor Martin Luther King. That man had a PhD. And you know what that man did? He took his PhD. He took his intellect. He took his wife. He took his children. He took his family. He took his gifts. He took his dreams. He took his abilities. He took his capabilities back to the hood. Period. That's the bottom line, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, we have to stop being so full of neglect and start helping brothers and sisters who feel that they are helpless. We are people are not helpless. We are not helpless. We are not helpless. We are not helpless. We are not helpless. What is it going to take for a people to stop being neglectful and to become helpful? Peace. I'm your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army, and thank you for listening to Hood Radio. I'm your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army, and thank you for listening to Hood Radio. Peace. What up, Chicago?